Chapter 2. The Motivation for Holiness. Blaise Pascal wrote, "The serene beauty of a holy life is the most powerful influence in the world next to the power of God." In spite of all that I know and believe about the splendor of holiness, there are moments when I think, it's so hard to have to be holy all the time. Why can't I just relax and take it easy sometimes? Yes, I understand that holiness isn't about sheer human effort and self-striving. I know it's about depending on God's enabling grace and letting Jesus live his holy life in and through us. But be honest, don't you find that it often seems a lot easier to go with the flow of your natural, fleshly desires than to deny your flesh and choose the pathway of holiness? So why swim upstream against the current of your flesh and the culture? Why pay the price to be intentional and vigilant in pursuing holiness every moment of every day for the rest of your life? Why make the tough daily choices that holiness requires? To get out of bed in the morning and wash your heart in the water of God's Word before you jump into your to-do list? To turn off that suggestive or crude TV program, or to put down that magazine that promotes selfish worldly values, or that novel that glamorizes sensuality? To admit you have sinned and seek forgiveness for speaking roughly to that family member, or lying to your boss, or being critical of that fellow church member? To say no to every hint of sexual impurity? To eat and sleep and dress and go to work and play and give and pray and go to church, all for the glory of God? In this chapter, I want to explore 7 powerful biblical motivations for holy living, incentives that have been helpful in my personal pursuit of holiness. Above all other reasons, we are to be holy because God is holy. As a photograph is an image of an object, so our lives are intended to portray the image of God. People are supposed to be able to look at Christians and see what God is like. My house sits on a hill overlooking a river. This morning, as the sun shone brightly on the trees across the river, the likeness of those trees with their gorgeous fall foliage was magnificently reflected on the still waters below. The mere image caused me to pause and pray, "Lord, may others see your likeness reflected in me. May my life reveal to the world how lovely and pure you are." This is the motivation for holiness that is stated in the scripture more frequently and explicitly than any other reason. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 through 16 say, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" In our everyday life and conduct, we are to reflect what God is like and what it means to belong to him and to be his redeemed, set-apart people. Our lives are to make God believable to our world. As they see his image in us, they will be moved to worship and glorify him. See Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. What does your life reflect to those around you? Do your attitudes, words, and behavior give others an accurate picture of God? Or do you sometimes profane his holiness, perhaps by a complaining or controlling spirit, by harsh or angry words, by participating in coarse conversation, or laughing at off-color humor? It saddens me to think of how often I've given others a distorted perception of God through my ungodlike choices.